SBS Radio.
Sunday marks the last day of lockdown in New South Wales after 4 months of restrictions. After hitting the 70% double dose vaccination target, businesses across the state are permitted to open from midnight. In the suburb of Auburn in Sydney's west, Nepalese restaurant Sambandar is firing back up. Restaurant manager David Bregg says staff are prepping for what's hoped will be a steady flow of diners come Monday.
A bit daunting but very exciting to open up again. Setting all the tables back up again, buying more bulk food to, you know, pick up to where we were before, and just tidying up, cleaning up and setting up, yes. There's a fair bit of work to do.
That's the case for business owners across New South Wales as they readied themselves to welcome back fully vaccinated customers. Staff at FJ Fitness in Fairfield in Western Sydney are bracing for what they expect will be a busy day. After weathering the worst months in its six-year history, owner Fira Georgie says he's thrilled to finally reopen. And hairdressers are clearly in demand, with Edwards & Co. Salon in Inner Sydney confronting endless client bookings. The reopening comes as the state recorded its lowest number of COVID-19 infections in 2 months. There were 477 new infections overnight, and while the figure is dropping, the government is urging people to stay vigilant. Premier Dominic Perrottet acknowledged the sacrifices made by the people of New South Wales.
It's been 100 days of blood, sweat and no beers, but we've got it and we're back in action tomorrow. It's been a very difficult time for the people of our state, over 100 days of people making enormous sacrifices, not being able to say goodbye to their loved ones, not being able to get married, businesses closed, people out of work.
The lockdown has been particularly challenging for residents in southwest and western Sydney, a community representing workers in construction, retail or hospitality industries. But the Premier insists all the hard work has paid off. Case numbers are declining as vaccination rates soar, and that's largely due to the efforts of people in Western Sydney, who the Premier says have gotten vaccinated in record rates. But in the Hunter region, 170 kilometres north of Sydney, infections are at a record high and vaccine rates are lagging, with local authorities blaming a lack of supply. Newcastle Deputy Lord Mayor Declan Clawson says residents need reassurance from state and federal governments.
We're seeing the communities across Newcastle and the Hunter falling behind in terms of our second vaccine, the double dose rate, hovering around 60% and as low as the high 40s in some parts of the region. And so that overlay makes the reopening really quite complicated.
The state's Health Minister, Brad Hazzard, says people should approach reopening with cautious optimism. The government stresses there are challenges ahead, but for now, the people of New South Wales can enjoy a so-called new normal. Meanwhile, Victoria has revealed details of its vaccinated economy trials, with live music and horse racing fans to be some of the first to benefit. The announcement comes as the state records 1,889 locally acquired cases and 5 deaths. While the Melbourne Cup ran in front of empty grandstands last year, 10,000 punters have been given the green light to attend this year's race. Mask and vaccine mandates will be in place unless spectators are medically exempt. Premier Daniel Andrews says the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl will host a live concert for fully vaccinated patrons at the end of this month.
We're going to normalise this virus, we're going to move through this difficult gateway, we're going to open up and we're going to be back doing what we do best. And that's big events and all the things that absolutely define us. The food and wine, major events, whether it's live music or horse racing and everything in between, these are the sorts of things that are critical to our identity, to thousands and indeed tens of thousands of jobs, and they're a very important part of us opening up.
The Avoca Hotel in Western Victoria is one of 15 regional businesses that will kickstart these trials from Monday, laying the foundations for how the process can be rolled out across the state. These businesses will be able to operate with higher density limits under a no-jab, no-entry policy. Avoca Hotel co-owner Ian Urquhart supports this policy, saying it will protect customers and staff.
We've been getting one-star ratings on Google My Business saying that we're a segregationist business, don't come here and stuff. So that's not surprising. There's always people who just don't like, you know, people trying to do the right thing.
Victorians who have received double doses will be able to show their vaccination certificate and check in using the Services Victoria app from tomorrow. A hard copy can also be requested. Assistant Treasurer and Minister for Government Services, Danny Pearson, says unvaccinated patrons need to provide medical evidence.
Anyone who is exempt from vaccination, as determined by ATAGI clinical guidance, must show evidence of this medical exemption to venues they attend, such as a medical certificate or a letter from an authorised medical practitioner.
A shake-up over who enforces the state's COVID-safe measures is also being considered. Almost 2 years into the pandemic, the state government could soon give control of the public health orders to its health minister instead of the chief health officer, who's currently in charge of the restrictions. The move would bring Victoria in line with other states and territories. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Ariana Lucente, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.